The Daniels administration created the Energizing Indiana program in 2009 to increase the number of energy conservation programs available to ratepayers throughout the state. The program also put in place mandatory energy savings benchmarks for private utility companies. But in recent years, program opponents say the cost of conservation is becoming too expensive for industrial customers as well as individual households. Senator Jim Merritt authored the bill. He says he's spoken with residents in the northeastern part of the state who are paying an extra $15 each month on their utility bill for the program.
When people don't like the light bulbs, they don't want people in their homes, but everybody has to pay for that, it really starts people wondering if it's actually an effective program or not.
There are more than 200,000 businesses and homes enrolled in the Energizing Indiana program statewide. Sierra Club of Indiana organizing representative Matt Skaya says data from the first year of the program shows a savings of $2 for every dollar spent. His group, along with a coalition of clergy, environmental, and consumer advocate groups, delivered more than 4,000 signatures to Governor Pence this week, asking him to veto the bill. Skaya says if utility companies are left to their own devices, energy conservation becomes less of a priority.
We know that without any electricity savings goals, Indiana will basically be setting the clock back to 2008 when utilities were doing almost nothing to save energy.
If the governor signs the bill, it will halt the Energizing Indiana plan and remove the authority of the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission to hold utility companies to conservation benchmarks. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jimmy Jenkins.